Once upon a time, there was a little two girls called Libby and Moddy. They were best friends since kindergarten. They always loved to go camping and swim in the lake or ride a boat. They always take care of each other and love each other. But one day everything changed. Once they were both teenagers, like 15 and 14, they are at science class. But then their teachers announce something.
Kids, coming Friday we will all have a fun school trip. We're going to have a camping trip. So be ready for it, children.
At the lunchtime, they are still thinking about it. But Libby wanted to go. But Moddy doesn't want to go. So Libby begged Moddy to go.
Please, Moddy, I really want to go. Please, please.
But Moddy won't agree.
No, Libby, we won't.
Why not?
I'm scared, what if something bad happened? Beside, Miss Silly is acting weird, don't you see it though?
But Libby keep asking her again and again. And finally Moddy said yes. When it's Friday, they all wait for the bus to arrive. When the bus came, there is no one on the bus. So they too were confused.
Why is no one there on the bus?
I don't know, but let's just go.
Then they went on the bus. When they are sitting at the back, Libby felt really weird. When they arrive, Moddy felt car sick. They get out of the car, and they went to their bed. But suddenly, Moddy got really scared, because she doesn't see their school bus anymore, and the driver went missing as well. So she told Libby about it.
Libby, look, there is no bus, or the driver right there.
But Libby thought she was joking around.
Oh, poor Moddy, stop joking around. Your eyes must be blind or something. I'll go and check.
So then they went on check.
Oh my God, Moddy, you were right. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Libby isn't that scared, but Moddy is. So Libby wanted to make her feel better.
I'm gonna make her feel better. Hey, Moddy, let's go swim at the lake.
She told Moddy and she agreed with it.
Okay, Libby.
After that, they walk till they arrive at the lake. When they arrive, the lake was really strange. It was very dark colors. They felt strange feeling again.
Moddy, did you feel something strange?
Yeah.
Whatever, let's just swim. I'm sure everything will be fine.
As you can see, they decided to go swim. It was all normal. They swam for hours. But then Moddy felt starving.
Libby, I'm hungry though.
Okay, then I'll go make something to eat. Just stay here, okay? Don't go anywhere.
I will.
Libby went back to the camp and Moddy was still swimming. She was making steak until...
What the fuck is that? I'll go check on Moddy.
She was so scared and freak out at the same time. She went to find Moddy on the lake, but she was nowhere to be found. Oh my fucking God, what have I done?
She's not here. I better go find her before it's too late.
She then go find Moddy everywhere in the campsite. But Libby doesn't seen her everywhere she looked. Then she goes the last place to find Moddy.
You, what's that smell? It smelled like a dead rat.
She went on check to see what it was. Then she saw Moddy with a knife on her face, with lots of blood and bruises. Libby was so scared and crying.
Oh no, Moddy, oh my fucking God, what have I done? I should not have to leave you alone.
She called police and ambulance. When they arrived, Libby was still crying.
Ma'am, don't worry. Everything is under control.
Thanks.
The police and Moddy were gone, and it's only Libby left at the campsite.
I'm gonna go pack and leave.
Before she goes and pack, she got
killed.